Thomas James started school Tuesday at Cedar Ridge Elementary in Utah County. But on Monday, he and his family were physically hundreds of miles away from the 9-year-old's home, and his mind millions of miles away from thinking about playgrounds, first day school traditions, and what Tuesday would bring.
I see the moon almost done going over the sun. It's more than halfway. It kind of looks like the crescent moon, except a sun, and it kind of looks like a smiley face.
Toll, das war das zu spüren, wie plötzlich die...
Parked closer to the Palisades Reservoir near Alpine, Wyoming, are campers who quickly become known as our international eclipse friends.
I'm Hermann Kaup. We're from Germany, from the south of Germany, from the Black Forest.
How many people are traveling with you?
Me and my three kids, my son and my two daughters. We say, oh, come, let's go to Yellowstone, because the total eclipse will be there. So maybe it's only one time in your life, in your whole life, where you can make this experience. Old enough kids, and they imagine it, and they can realize it, and we can discuss about it, and it's beautiful. It's one of the nicest and happiest moments in my life.
Oh, here's somebody from Canada. Let's talk to them.
You're from where?
Montreal. Yeah, that's where we came from. We're doing a road trip, so we stop here for the eclipse. Yeah, we're sleeping here for the night, and we're going to now eat breakfast and wait for the eclipse.
Can I get your name?
Greg Mikovsky.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Through the field and down the dusty road, Claudia Ross-Kuhn is lying on her back, watching and wrapping up in a blanket as the sky darkens.
Well, it's as beautiful as they all say. It's maybe more beautiful than I could imagine. I'm so grateful. Oh, and you know, one interesting thing is I kept trying to look around imagining what did it look like to people who did not know what this was. And you can't help but peek up at the sun a little bit, you know, like for one zillionth of a second to see. And it is kind of scary looking because there's no clouds and there is the moon, the sun getting smaller and smaller, and everything's silver, and then it's dark. It could be scary if you didn't know, if you hadn't been through it before.
Yeah, a planet.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Now what? The fields, once filled with families and our new friends, are empty. And my 11-year-old nephew grabs my arm as we wave a farewell. There goes the James family, our friends from Quebec, and the guys from the University of Utah. And that van transporting our friends from Germany, it's on its way to Bryce Canyon. In his wise way, beyond his years, my nephew Adam looks up at me and he says, "Aunt Carrie, that eclipse really did bring the world together." Reporting from Wyoming, I'm Carrie Bringhurst with Utah Public Radio News.